Audacity. This is the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, and more developments. Here is TV. Here's TVJ Jamaica.
Welcome back to Primetime News.
And a special welcome once again to our viewers on OneSpotMedia.com.
Up first, this evening, paper vehicles and inadequate staff.
That's how two security guards have described the challenges on the job working as escort drivers.
Now it follows the gruesome day-like killing of a security guard in Portmore St. Catherine on Monday. Kalisha Williams has her story.
We cannot tell you his name or reveal his identity. He also requested that we distort his voice for further protection. But what I can tell you is that he has been working as a security guard for over 15 years.
Getting underpaid, that's the main issue. You're getting underpaid on three-man team.
In fact, he said he only receives $60,000 every 2 weeks. And the three-person team he spoke of refers to the number of persons dropping off and picking up cash for banks and other institutions.
Basically, what they are doing now is like they're cutting costs, saving costs, and at the end of the day, putting the guys in life at risk. You understand me? You're supposed to have a driver, two escorts with the crewmaster. But now you have the driver, escort, and the crewmaster, that's three.
Another issue is the type of vehicles being used when security guards are carrying out courier services, especially when transporting large sums of cash.
It's still a paper vehicle going this morning, see me? It's still a paper vehicle. They just say they order a new vehicle to come, but it's going to take a little time. So we have to deal with them. But as I said, the promise been given more than one time. It's not the first time promise us that. And it's not only even Town alone. You go to Mandeville, same thing. You go to Ochi Base, Mobile Base, same thing. Paper vehicles in the fleet.
It comes 24 hours after a security guard from Beryllium was shot and killed and his colleague injured during a brazen robbery in Portmore St. Catherine on Monday. Residents had expressed concerns that the schedules for security companies delivering cash are too predictable, so they are easy targets for criminals.
In the morning, when you leave out, you have certain people where you're mandatory. We're sending you in our bank up to get the money early to open up. So it's like, if you think about the time, it's going to be a throw-off. The spirit is down, but my name old still. William Composure and I do them best, but a lot of things need to change down here going forward.
This other man is a former security guard. He said the issues in the system are not new.
Over the years, they keep bringing in more soft-body vehicle. Right? And it just doesn't go work. You have instances, Martellino, where I'm saying, I'll two man in a little toolbox with millions of dollars. You know.
He mentioned a specific incident when one worker appealed for more armored vehicles to be added to the fleet.
And a manager look at one of the guys asked him if his body is armored. So whether or not, if he's even an uncarted, him go to the road, he might go to the road to do the work. You understand? So, I mean, them just want to do the work at any cost.
For industrial relations consultant Vincent Morrison, legislative changes are needed, specifically the Occupational Safety and Health Act.
If the guards don't have the proper equipment, the law would give them the opportunity to say, look, I don't have the proper equipment. The vehicles, I understand, are not bulletproof. They could have said to the management, look, we are not going to drive in this vehicle. We are not going to use this vehicle. The vest, they could say without a vest, the proper vest, we are not going.
Kalisha Williams, TVJ News.
St. Lucia gets its first woman police commissioner, as this report explains.
Presita Descott-Pelius is officially the new commissioner of police. History in the making, Crusetta Descott-Pelius officially confirmed as police commissioner. Hi there with the details of the news this evening. I'm Winston Springer Jr. Thanks so much for joining us. Crusetta Descott-Pelius is officially the new commissioner of police. The veteran law enforcement officer, as you recall, has been acting in the position since October. St. Lucia has experienced chronic gun violence for almost two decades, with a notable uptick in homicides since 2017. We get the details in this report.
Crucita Descott-Pelius is no longer acting and is now officially the first female police commissioner of the Royal St. Lucia Police Force. Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre, who announced the historic acting appointment in October last year, on Tuesday disclosed the confirmation of a promotion to the post of commissioner. But how long will she serve in office, given reports that the veteran senior officer is months away from retirement?
So politically,
in Barbados, lingering woes, former Prime Minister Frendel Stewart addresses handling of social issues. Barbados Today.
In addition to all the other ills that the country has been going through, we are fumbling through this Republican status and constitution business. And nobody's ever looked the people of Barbados in the face and said, this is what a republic is. This is the difference it's going to make to your life. This is how you're going to be better off. And therefore, let's go in that direction. It has not happened. We're just going along.
And a new source.
Two young men from Barbados have been added to the growing list of road fatalities in the country. Motorcyclist Davindra Lakraj and his pillion rider Ronnie Persaud, both of Caribbean, lost their lives last night after Lakraj reportedly lost control of his motorcycle and slammed into a car.
The U.S. Navy wants sustainable solutions for Haiti. In NASA, the United States Navy is the latest international body to give its take on the Haitian crisis.
The United States Navy is the latest international body to give its take on the Haitian crisis. For some time now, Haiti has suffered from widespread poverty and gang violence, which has led many to flee its shores illegally, many of whom end up in the Bahamas. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Defense for the Western Hemisphere, Daniel P. Erickson, says the United States is seeking a more sustainable solution for the crisis.
As the conversations continue to unfold, we'll see what more could be done to support Haiti over the longer term. I think all interested parties that want to assist Haiti want to be sure that any type of assistance is sustainable.
Erickson noted that the United Nations is aware of the security challenges in Haiti and is engaged in ongoing deliberations to help solve the matter.
We really see the core element of this effort being support for the Haitian National Police.
He also spoke about actions the U.S. has taken so far.
There have been actions taken as well by Treasury Department to sanction bad actors in Haiti, particularly those that may be involved in corruption or somehow fueling the gang violence. And DOD is very committed to being a part of this process in a support role. We do provide some assistance to Haiti to help with the Haitian Coast Guard. The Secretary mentioned the visit of the U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort, which took place in Haiti earlier this year as well. So it is a big priority for this administration.
Reporting for R News, I'm Joshua Williams.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.